And now West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, bond has been denied for two Mobile, Alabama men accused of robbing a man at gunpoint inside the Foundry Apartments on Columbia Drive in Carrollton, then forcing the victim to knock on the door of an apartment where, when the door was opened, numerous shots were fired at the occupants inside. At least one person was shot. An injury to the shoulder. The victim is expected to recover. Zedrick McMillan and Jamarcus Deeds are in the Carroll County Jail facing charges of armed robbery, kidnapping, and aggravated assault. Deeds faces the additional charge of trafficking in illegal drugs. According to the state warrant, Deeds had in his possession over 30 grams of MDMA. One of the apartment room's occupants was also charged with possession and intent to distribute marijuana. The warrant says he had approximately 83 ounces of suspected marijuana under his control, packaged for distribution. He has been released from the Carroll County Jail after meeting a $2,000 bond. A 62-year-old Bremen man remains in the Harrelson County Jail Wednesday, charged with exploitation of an elder person after investigators say he opened up new credit card accounts and made purchases in the victim's name without the consent of the victim's power of attorney. Kenneth Wayne Kimball was arrested on Tuesday. The family of the victim was able to provide financial and other records to show a pattern of behavior from the alleged offender. The University of West Georgia on Tuesday announcing the implementation of a medical clinic on wheels that will provide UWG students with hands-on experiential learning and also prioritize the well-being of the greater Carrollton and neighboring communities. UWG Chief Wellness Officer Bridget Stewart said, "We have many underserved communities in and around Carrollton that simply don't get basic wellness care and prevention education due to lack of insurance or transportation and language or financial barriers. Outfitted with two private biometric screening stations, portable kitchen supplies, including a refrigerator for temperature-sensitive material, and an expandable awning, the clinic can deliver the same quality of programs without the overhead costs that usually come with a traditional facility. The mobile unit can be called into places where disaster response may be critical. In addition to vaccination clinics and blood drives, mammographies, glucose and cholesterol checks, blood pressure screenings, and functional movement screenings." And it has been called Carroll County's social event of the year. Carrollton Kiwanis Club's hosting the 30th annual Pancake Breakfast this Saturday, benefiting the Kiwanis Group's youth supporting programs.
"We serve scrambled eggs, sausage, grits, gravy, biscuits, coffee, orange juice. And not only is it a great deal, the money, all the proceeds go back to kids here in Carroll County."
Longtime Kiwanis member Bob Uglum was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice. The annual all-you-can-eat breakfast is this Saturday morning at the Carroll County Ag Center. Cost per person is a $10 donation to the Kiwanis Clubs of Carrollton. I'm Colin Worthington.